Cody. Throw a little mini pearl in there.
What's that?
I don't know. I was just inspired to, I guess she took over my body or something. I don't know.
I thought we were on Hee-Haw there for a minute.
No kidding. Hey, everybody, welcome. And thank you so much for that great intro. You're right. It's time for the good stuff. And part of the good stuff is Tri-State Livestock News. They offer so much. You've got everything about cattle, markets, you've got horses, you've got grains, you've got all of it. Everything that is covering what you need to have a completely informed agricultural experience. That's what we say. Anyway, I don't know. I don't think that's what we say. Anyway, Tri-State Livestock News, you really need to check them out. TSLN.com for everything to keep you up to date in the industry.
You know, it might be a well-kept secret, although I hope it's not. I hope everybody knows this, but the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to golf Cherry County. That's right, world-class golf. You can chase that little white ball through the sandhills. Pure golf was born here, and you can enjoy the view while you're along the way. Whether it's Frederick Peak Golf Course here at Valentine or just south of Valentine, they've got the Prairie Club as well. So check out golf. It's all at visitvalentine.com. Today on The Good Stuff, Verlyn Kneifel from the Nebraska Farm Woman magazine. I have an article called Farm Woman.
Well, that sounds intriguing.
Well, you can always pick out a farmer's wife. She's the one who goes shopping with a worn-out, greasy bearing wrapped in a paper napkin in her purse. Found a new use for the owner's manual. She wedges it around the sprung door on the pickup to depress the button that shuts off the interior light after running down the battery in town that day. Can't imagine living with an optimist. The stand is sure poor in that north field. I saw an aphid on the alfalfa today. When everybody else is talking bumper crop, he says hailstones clattering in his voice. That corn looks too good, just too good. Is preoccupied with watching things grow. Pigs, calves, corn, oats, hay, weeds, and the mortgage. Here's her husband say in an aggrieved tone, "But I took you on a vacation last week. Didn't I take you to the sale barn? Bought you dinner, though, right?" Finally gets her vacation and spends much of it as a passenger in a car driving very slowly past all of the machinery lots between here and there. A farm woman finally gets her vacation, smiles at hubby, quips about why he bought that new piece of equipment, which was the 8-row planter. "Now I can plant the tops of those two hills at once," the tractor. They threw in the remote-controlled toy one, and you know how much I've always wanted one of those, is frequently interrupted with the request, "Run me out to the field, will you?" Of course, he never stays there, but immediately reappears from nowhere to repeat the request. As a husband who spreads fertilizer, the old-fashioned kind, on the North 40 the day that it's her turn for club, the wind immediately switches from the north. Decides to concentrate on the humor of the situation and not the price of baling twine when hubby comes in from baling just after midnight and says, "Guess what? I stumbled over some twine behind the baler just now, and when I followed it, I discovered it led all the way out to the field, 3/4 of a mile."
Oh, no.
A farm wife, after all, how do you get through times like these without latching on to every piece of funny you can find? From Verlyn Kneifel today, and you heard it on The Good Stuff. What else do we have, Kim?
I'm going to share a recipe. Now, we don't normally do this, and we're not going to start doing this, but it's camping season, right?
Right.
So I got to share this. Skillet pizza.
Sounds intriguing.
I know. Just place a little cornmeal and oil on the bottom of a cast iron skillet. Spread refrigerated pizza dough on the skillet. Cover with pizza sauce, cheese, and favorite toppings, and cook it over a fire until the cheese boils and the crust browns. And let me know when it's done.
Yes, send us a text on that quick.
Yeah, indeed. I just thought that was kind of fun. Not too fancy, but it sounds good, and it's a perfect time. Lots of people are camping. Here's another really easy one. Campsite cobbler. Line a Dutch oven with aluminum foil, mix together a yellow cake mix, 1 1/4 cup water, and 1/2 cup of oil. And pour 2 cans of favorite pie filling flavor in a pot. Prepare the campfire for low heat. Put the Dutch oven in the ashes and cover the remaining with ash or charcoal briquettes. Cook until bubbly, about 30 to 40 minutes. Let us know about that one, too.
Yeah, we'll be sure to show up for that one.
Yeah, indeed.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, just send it to Kim H. Burge at gmail.com. And keep listening for The Good Stuff.